Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Life is full of awesome what ifs and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Well, I woke up to a group text between a bunch of people discussing how much prostitution costs in various parts of the world. How's your day going?
Wow. Ever make a latte and drink most of it before realizing you forgot to add the coffee? Or, I don't know, maybe it's just me?
It might be you, Heather. Remember last week when I said I didn't really know what makes a neighborhood sketchy? I think I have a better handle on it now.
Oh, boy. You know that scene in Barbie where she's laying flat on the ground with her arms plastered to her sides and a blank expression on her face? Dat me.
Have such a good day.
Wants you to have just that. Holy shit, balls, Sarah. Time flies. It's like the last episode of 2023.
Oh, yeah. When you said holy shit balls, I was like, what? What's happening? What? Oh, yeah.
The sky is falling.
Sometimes I feel like it is.
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel like it is.
Yeah, no, same. Hello, y'all.
Welcome, everybody. Before we just jump into the weirdness and insanity that is our lives, We're so glad to have you along for the ride.
How's it going out there? What are y'all up to on this dead week?
Ugh.
Did you miss us?
Well, we hope you missed us. If not, haha, we're back.
Welcome to the show that unpacks the absurdity of everyday life for your entertainment. Cheap therapy, the joyous moments,
cheap therapy,
the bittersweetness. Yeah. We unpack it all here on this very show.
We do. Heather and I have been at this for 220 episodes now, and we are so glad.
For a little perspective, that's about 6 years.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we even took a break for a few months at one point.
We did. It was the
beginning of the pandemic, I think. You know, I don't actually, I think it was before that. You know what it was? You and I, you Heather and I, we used to be neighbors. And So we were like, let's, you know, do a podcast.
Yeah.
Although we did start the podcast before we were neighbors. Mm-hmm. And so we just took turns going back and forth.
We did.
But then we actually were neighbors, like, you know, a block and a half away from each other, which was awesome.
To each other's houses with our gear. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. And then when I moved up to Sonoma County, you were still in LA and it was like, oh, yeah. Maybe, you know, like, do we do video? Do we care if it's video? Mm-hmm. And then it was sort of like, maybe we just take a break. And then it was pandemic. Yep. And then I remember you said, hey, you know what? I'd really like to do the show again.
Yeah.
And, you know, we'll switch it up. Not that we couldn't give you a video version of the show, but neither of us really thought our video was very compelling. It's just kind of us sitting
there. That's the problem. I think it was like the split screen. And before it was like us sitting at a table outside in the tropical, like LA, you know, it was kind of more fun and you can see like our whole body. And it was just like more of our like body language and that kind of thing. But it was a little static and, so we decided against it.
I don't know. Maybe one day we'll bring back video. I mean, it would have to be a split screen unless we're neighbors again at some point. But
maybe we could get creative. Yeah, no, it'd be really fun to do something like that because sometimes it's like, huh, yeah, the voice, you know, you're in a vacuum.
Right.
But Sarah, how's your...
My week, Heather?
How's your dead week going?
My dead week. By the way, I want to clarify if anyone was like, why are Sarah's friends all talking about prostitution? Somebody had shared I think it was a Reddit post about like, it was like a man who had like he was like triumphantly bragging about how many prostitutes he had had kept company with in this year. Like he like beat last year's number. I don't know. Sometimes those posts, like, they almost borderline are like, is that real or a joke? I don't know.
Yeah.
But it gets everybody talking. So then my friends, and some are on the East Coast, so I often will wake up to, you know, a conversation that's been going on for several hours already. And so people were just sort of like, how much money do you think he spent? Let's just consider him telling the truth. You know, it's like, is it $10? Is it $1,000? Is it $8,000? Like, I think it probably depends a lot on the scenario and the country. And, you know, is he like a globetrotter?
Like, waking up to that is a whole other, like, that's
I mean, I came in, you know, I was sort of like, what is happening? And then I figured out the context. None of us know.
Well, thanks for sharing, because I was like, huh, what?
Yeah. I mean, if any of my friends know for sure, they didn't divulge
and
that.
Nothing shocking before coffee. I'm sorry. Like this morning, I have some friends here. They're staying in like the cottage, which is like down the driveway. And they have an 11-year-old son who I love. I adore. And we had dinner last night, had a really fun night. And then this morning, I'm like so groggy and, you know, just like half dressed, just like coming downstairs to make my coffee. And he's standing at the window, like staring, like, hey, come out and play. And I'm like, no.
You're just
can't
like, I need an hour, dude.
I need at least an hour. Yeah. Got to play my Wordle.
Yeah.
You know, got to drink my coffee and wake up and all the things. But I'm awake now. I'm here. I'm alive.
I had a guest, I think he's 5, he might still be 4, a guest come over yesterday. And, you know, I'm mostly unpacked, but not fully unpacked. My house is kind of a disaster, if I'm being honest. And it's funny
Don't lie to us,
watch.
Sarah.
I'm going to, you know, this is a show of truth. but it's funny to watch, like, what little kids like fixate on.
Yeah.
Like he kept like opening doors and then closing them and then like opening them, you know, and I kept like wanting to be like, sit down. Okay. No more door opening. Yeah. Why are you touching that? Don't touch that. Oh, you want to put on my, okay. You know, but, and it's cute though. It's really cute. It's just like, it's funny to watch like a little, like a little it's like human. A firefly mind of a child.
Oh yeah, totally. Yeah. No, it's a trip. And what's trippy too is now all my friends' kids are like 11, you know, and I remember when they were born, you know, so it's like, I remember when they were pestering, you know, little four-year-old, and now they're like bordering on, you know, puberty. It's a trip. Time flies is the point of this conversation, Sarah. It's just, I can't believe it's 2023. What the heck? These years are flying by. I don't like it. I don't like how fast things are going. As you age, they go faster because apparently however much time you have behind you, the more time you have, the faster things appear to go. And I don't like it. I'd like to go back to the long summers of childhood where I couldn't play enough games to get through the summer.
You know, 2023 started off pretty shitty for me. I was doing chemotherapy, which I had started, you know, December of 2022. So I felt physically pretty terrible.
Yeah.
You know, I was hoping that wouldn't, you know, last forever, which it didn't. Mm-hmm. But it was a tough couple of months at the beginning. And then, you know, I kind of felt sorry for myself and kind of was like, is it going to come back again? You know, like, you know, it would be just my luck.
Yeah.
And then I, you know, my hair was falling out and, you know, just stupid stuff.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I moved a couple of times. It's been a year. You know, it's, I think... I would be doing myself a disservice if I didn't just want to roll into 2024 like, you know what? We're going to right this ship.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it's going to be great. It might not be great, but I want it to be great. And so I'm going to speak it into existence.
I love that. I love manifesting. That's my plan too. I wanted to talk a little bit later in the show about kind of wrapping up the year and, you know, how do you do it out there? I mean, we'd love to hear from you on that later on. But yeah, just like the you know, how far do you go in terms of like analyzing your year and like what you want to achieve for the new year? You know, some people I think are probably very by the book. You know, they write lists. You know, for me, I'm a little bit of a dreamer. I have some thoughts on this, so I will share them in a little bit. But in the meantime, I want to hear a little bit about, I'm very curious, Sarah, you mentioned last week that, you know, we were talking about strip malls in LA and kind of like your new chapter in Los Angeles. And you said you discovered the sketchiness of your neighborhood. I'd love to hear a little bit more about that.
Oh, Heather. Well, okay. So I don't want to be too dramatic, like nothing terrible has happened at all. And I still, you know, I hesitate to say anything's like sketchy because I don't know, you know, I'm not looking for like a shiny life that doesn't have, you know, some color to it.
Yeah.
But one of the things that my neighborhood has a lot of is kind of like trash on the sidewalk.
Uh-huh.
Not like in front of my house, but just if I'm walking a mile in any direction, it's like, it's kind of dirty on sort of the major artery streets, right? Mm-hmm. Well, one of those arteries is the way that I go to this coffee shop that I like a lot. And it's about a mile or maybe a little under a mile, depending on which way I go, there and back again. I mean, a mile each way.
Sure.
And so that's a good morning walk for Otis and I. And the thing about Otis is that when there's stuff on the street that he thinks he might be able to eat, which he should not because he has a sensitive tum-tum, you know, he'll try to get it. And if I'm not paying attention, he's just sort of like pulling at me.
Mm-hmm.
So, and just to make matters weirder, the other day I was in my car and I was listening to, it was like a show about like dog lovers on NPR.
Uh-huh.
And it was like a dog expert guy who was a guest on some show, you know, as they were wrapping up, because I jumped into the show sort of late, he was like, and remember, you know, if a dog weighs more than half your weight, it's stronger than you, you know? So that's really something to think about. You know, you don't want to be put in a situation where you're not stronger than your dog. And I'm like, my dog weighs way more than half my weight and I'm not stronger than him. But it kind of got me thinking, like, you know, it's good to remember that, you know, Otis is, he's well-behaved for the most part, but he's also a dog.
Yeah.
And he's also getting used to, you know, new routines. You know, he doesn't know the sights and smells around here. I mean, he's getting to know them. And I try to, like, take us down a new block every day type thing. Like, for both of us. Sure. It's fun to do that. But I think because of that, he's just like, oh, my gosh, like, overstimulated. You know, like, where am I? You know, where's that old creek I used to, you know, walk along, like, every day of my life for 4 years? Another thing, so okay, there's some trash on the street. Otis is, you know, kind of pulling me around. But there are also a lot of other people walking dogs, especially early in the morning, which is great. You know, we're all doing the same thing. But some of those people have big dogs, like Otis. And some of those people, you know, when we turn a corner and all of a sudden we're kind of looking at each other and you can see them kind of stiffen, then he stiffens.
Yep.
You know, because it's like, oh,
it kind of they exacerbate each other kind of. And it. Yeah.
Well, or the, you know, you can tell the person is like, they either don't like the look of my dog or they know that their dog isn't going to be cool passing them, you know, on a narrow sidewalk. Sure. So then it's kind of like, and I'm just sort of like, you know, I'll cross the street, you know, no worries. Let's just avoid something that is not going to be fun for anybody. But that's kind of happening a lot. So my walks are less kind of leisurely, head in the clouds, and more of like, all right, like let's on guard. Do this.
Yeah, totally.
On guard. And listen, you know, I should be always on guard of some kind.
Yeah.
But there's this, it's like an auto body shop, and it's not open anytime that I've walked by in the morning. And there's a big gate between that and the street, so like you can't walk in there. But on the other side of the gate, on the inside, are these two extremely large dogs. Neither of those dogs seem like they're out of control or anything. We've walked by, the dogs sniff each other through the fence, there's a little bit of barking, but nothing crazy. But they're big. And this morning, you know, I'm walking back, so I've got my coffee, you know, I'm holding Otis. He had just tried to eat like some like really gross bagel that who even knows, you know, why it was discarded on the sidewalk, but definitely not something that he should eat. You know, so I'm pulling him. I've spilled coffee on myself. And I get to the auto body shop and I notice kind of right before I walk right up there that the gate's open. It's never been open before. And I was like, I mean, the dogs probably aren't just like hanging out there, but what if they are?
Yeah.
You know, like I should. Let's not chance it, you know? And so, I don't know. Nothing happened. Sort of a non-story. But just, it's like one thing after another where you're just like, I just want to have a mellow morning.
Yeah.
And it's like not that mellow. And the more kind of I start to be like frustrated, I pass that along to my dog.
Yeah.
You know, where he starts to be like, well, she's not having fun. And now I'm like kind of off. You know, and then it's just like, I just want to be done with this stupid walk.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you need to find like a different route.
We'll try again tomorrow.
Or like definitely, I mean, you'll have to drive, but going to one of the canyon walks. I mean, that is what I miss so much about LA is some of those canyon walks. There's a lot of dogs, though.
Listen, this is honestly just like a first thing in the morning thing.
Yeah.
I can also just make coffee at home and do something else with him. We go to a dog park that... It is not walkable, but it's not that far either. So we have plenty of options. Just kind of one of those things where I'm like, okay, yeah, it's not quite the serene redwood forest that I knew and loved, you know, back in the day.
I'm telling you, everything's a trade-off. I was just talking to my friends last night about that because they love it here and they visit me probably once a year and maybe more. And they're just like, God, I just can't get over this place. Like last night was really magical actually, because it's weirdly warm right now, like warm, like humid, like Hawaii warm at night. I walked out and it was kind of misting, you know, is that like warm misty vibe, and there's like frogs croaking, you know, and it's just, it's so beautiful and magical, but like I don't get the gritty, exciting city anything, you know? So it's like, you know, it's just, you got to kind of lean into what you got. And I just don't think you there's do. A place that has all of those things like put into one, you know, like you know, that it's mm-hmm. like a relationship. How do you check all the boxes? I'm not sure you do. I think you check a lot of them if you can, if you're lucky. Yeah. And then maybe
I
mean, there's.
I think, yeah, anybody who claims that, you know, perfection is real, I don't think
I wish it were. So
yeah. Boy, have I spent my life trying.
Oh yeah.
Oh boy.
Well, Sarah, you know yeah. Christmas is over. I'm kind of glad in a way. It's we had fun. We listened to a lot of Christmas music. I watched It's a Wonderful Life and other fun Christmas fare and baked cookies just up the wazoo. Didn't even really want to keep them. I'm trying to give them away, actually. But it was good. It was a nice, mellow Christmas. But this is like, this week is always strange to me. It's the week after Christmas and before New Year's Eve. And so I like to call it, and also the internet likes to call it Dead Week. There's other names for it. You know, the December void. I mean, there's all kinds of things you could call it. Some really love it. You know, I feel like some people are like, dude, this is the best week of the year. And then some really hate it. I'm not sure I'm as passionate to say that I hate it. But I feel like there's a sense of nothing really makes sense. Nothing feels real. I'm kind of hustling in a weird, stressful way because it's like end of the year wrap up type things. You know, I think for me, I don't do well with like nebulous, like vague and like the idle time that you might have during a week like this. I have, like I've said, I have a deadline, but it's kind of a weird deadline. It's like I have to put the fire under myself to sit at the computer and do it. But I'm also torn because I want to chill. I want to like relax before the new year starts and before friends get here and things get busy again. But I'm not good at that. I'm not good at like trying to get work done on a day that's just sort of floating. And then I just want to go down and lay on the couch and watch a movie, but then I feel guilty. It's just a weird feeling. And I know this is kind of a bigger week for like the Brits, you know, it's Boxing Day, Boxing Week. You know, a lot of other European countries celebrate it too. It's, you know, originally giving back to the poor. This is actually a really good week to do donations, which I've been working on. It's very important to me to donate to causes that, you know, are important to me. And if I could, I'd probably give all my money to PETA and other animal institutions, but kind of trying to spread the love here. So I'm just feeling a little off and like, what is time? Like, is it Thursday or Monday? Does it even matter? This week is just strange. I don't know why I can't just enjoy it and just do nothing like everybody else and stay in my pajamas. I can't do it. It's more of an existential crisis for me. I think in the slowness of it all, the aimlessness and the rudderlessness, I'm not good with that. I need to have a bit of a schedule.
Tasks.
Yeah. And anyway, I, you know, and
well,
also,
because it's like, you know that you have them, yeah. right? Like, even if you afford yourself, like, oh, I'm just going to blow everything off for 3 days. You just think about the tasks.
Oh yeah.
That
like
you're
can.
Not doing.
Exactly. And the other problem I have is that if you have a deadline and you're working and you're like, I got to get this done. Everyone else is flaky. When you need to get stuff done, you can't get a hold of people because they're chilling. And you're like, why am I the only one working? Right. Actually, Elijah's on even a bigger deadline than I am on a film. And so he's, you know, he's working through the weekend. But anyway, my good friends from LA got here last night. They drove from Portland. Actually, they were doing a road trip. And we're going to, we've got some plans. You know, we're going to be getting out there, and it'll get me out of my head. I think it'll be good. Maybe I have like a whole year fatigue. This was a very exciting year. It was, in a lot of ways, like business wise and travel and that kind of thing. And but I wanted to know how you feel, Sarah, about this last week of the year. Are you more on the relaxed side of things, or because you don't have as many podcasts to do and you don't have as much work, or are you more anxious? And this is a two-part question. Y'all out there, how do you feel? I want to know. Email us at hi@havesuchagoodday.com.
Yeah, let us know. Well, Heather, I'm going to be extremely candid
please
with
do.
You and with God and everyone. I, you know, first of all, it's been a chaotic December.
You know,
I started the month, you know, at my mom's, you know, and found an apartment in LA that was like, in many ways, like a dream apartment. And I'm now here. Mm-hmm. I live in my dream apartment and I love it. You know, I mean, nothing's perfect again, but it's pretty great. But it's also, it's been, and I think for anybody who listened to episode 219 last week, you know, I was pretty rose colored glasses. And I had to do a little bit of a reset. You know, I got a little overwhelmed. I, you know, sort of, you know, looked around like I have a lot of unpacking to do. Like my apartment is, I mean, I don't want to make it seem like I live in some palace, but it's just, it's significantly larger than where I was. I was in a studio, you know, for a long time. And then I was in a guest room for a few months, you know, so, I got used to just sort of like not really having a whole lot of stuff, but I had stuff. And now it's like, I'm looking at the stuff. And I'm like, I need to break down these boxes.
So is it anxiety? Is that the vibe? Or is it more like excitement?
It's both. I think, you know, I do this every time I move into a new place is like I get about 70% moved in. And then I kind of go like, well, you know, that one closet with all the boxes, like I'll just break down the boxes never, you know, it eats away at me. You know, it's kind of like you being like, so I'll just like avoid it, but it bothers me.
Yeah.
And then I start bothering myself and I'm like, what is wrong with you, Sarah? Just break down the fucking boxes.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? And, it's this week historically, at least as long as I've worked for Daily Tech News Show, we do pre-recorded episodes. So between Christmas and New Year's, we don't do live shows, even though the audience gets new shows. And that's awesome. I mean, that, you know, I was like, you know what? This is going to be the best. Not that I don't have things to do, but I don't have a live podcast video show to do this week. Well, we're recording this on Friday and I haven't done shit, Heather. And I thought, I mean, I would have every picture hung, you know, every fork, every spoon would be in its place.
Expectations, Sarah, they'll always bite you in the ass.
Yeah, so I kind of did the opposite of what you were just describing is instead of all my tasks, I did very few of them, only the bare minimum.
Yeah.
Well, I still got the weekend. It's all good.
Yeah.
You know, there's some time yet left
hope,
in
Sarah.
2023. So yeah, I think I'll just lean into that and try to give myself a little grace.
Yes, you should. I think we all should.
There's just been a lot.
Yeah.
You know?
I think it's probably been a lot for all y'all out there too. I mean, whether it's a lot of excitement or what, you know, could be a variety of things, but definitely let us know how you kind of handle the last week of the year and how you kind of reflect on things. hi@havesuchagoodday.com.
Indeed. We'd love to get more emails from you. If you're sitting there thinking, do they really want an email?
We love your emails.
Yeah, we really do. We really do. You know, not only just to like comment on something that we talked about, but just like
to hear from you.
Tell us about you.
Exactly.
You know, it's a community show. Well, as I mentioned, my friends talking about how much prostitutes cost around the world. community is an important part of life for all of us. You know, sometimes it's chaotic, as it has been for me lately. And sometimes it is exactly what we need. But what I have, and I think this is in very large part because I'm just moving and, you know, I'm still just trying to like figure out, like who am I? What's my routine? Mm-hmm. et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, I look around and I'm like, why do I have so many XLR cables? Like, I obviously bought all of these. No one's ever given me an XLR cable that I can remember. Mm-hmm. Why do I have so many of them? You know, or like, you know, it, or this morning, Heather and I both do Wordle, you know, and we share our score before we share our words, right? So that we don't ruin it for each other. And we, Heather does it on her phone and I always do it on my laptop. Mm-hmm. So our screenshots are different. You know, I take a screenshot and then I pull it into Slack where you and I have an ongoing conversation. Uh-huh. And that's what we do. And sometimes I take the screenshot and then I like, I don't know, I get distracted or, you know, I don't pull it into Slack immediately. So it's like, all right, then I go, you know, I'm talking about using my Mac. So Mac OS, you know, I go to my recents and it's like screenshots from several days ago or maybe even like a month ago where I'm like, wouldn't the most recent thing I did be at the top of this mm-hmm. list? Why is it not? This morning, honestly, I took a screenshot. I got distracted, but I wanted to show you what my Wordle process was. And I'm like, where is it? I couldn't find it. I had to take another screenshot where I'm like, this just shouldn't, like, what am I doing wrong here?
Yeah.
You know, where is it? Where did it go? It shouldn't be this hard. Right. Why do I have so many XLR cables?
Yeah, no, it's... It,
you know, like, I just, it's like too much tech sometimes. And I know that sounds silly because I like tech
yeah.
very much. I mean, that's my livelihood and in many ways my, you know, my greatest interest. But I, sometimes I'm just like, what is all of this?
Yeah.
I don't want all of this.
Well, it's a good time to declutter. I mean, if you've been on the internet lately, everyone's talking about decluttering and decluttering challenge 2023, 2024. Mm. You know, and I...
We're still on that Marie Kondo
yeah,
thing.
We are. A lot of other people have jumped on the bandwagon and have made money on that whole thing. But no, I mean, I think it's cool. I think it's important to, you know, assess your things. And yeah, that I think one of the worst things to collect is cables because I have a whole bag of them and I never go into that bag to get a cable. So why don't I just throw them away? But then I feel guilty because I don't want to put it in the landfill. I mean, you'd want to bring the cables to like the proper... dump,
right.
You know, location where they take electronics, which I do. I definitely do. I keep a box separate for that stuff. But that's, yeah, kind of the most unfun decluttering, I think. For me, right. I, you know, I like doing like my clothes, like organizing my sweaters, you know, and organizing the different things I've been better about, you know, organizing things for seasons, you know, because I would say there aren't super distinct seasons up here. I'm still in California, but you know, it usually gets cold in the winter and I have wool sweaters and, you know, boots and, you know, rubber boots and galoshes and that kind of thing. And just sort of being better about that. But I mean, I could definitely do some decluttering. You know, I'm on to wanting to buy another lamp. I want lamps everywhere. I love lamp. But, you know, I really should probably assess what I have first. Actually, it's really funny because I was talking to a friend the other day about books we're reading and I'm kind of toggling between three different audiobooks. Well, actually two different audiobooks and then one book that I'm actually reading on the Books app on my phone. I find myself, I will read more when... I'm like, I feel like if the book is on my phone, I find myself reading more. I don't do the Kindle anymore because it's just like another thing I have to charge and it just collects dust. And then also yeah. an actual book. I really love actual books, but if I'm in a room and it's like upstairs, like it's just, my phone's always with me. So I use the book app a lot more these days, but yeah, we were talking about how, like I would like to, in terms of, you know, kind of, organizing my life, on that note, I would like to not buy as many books than I can actually read. And so I'm kind of leaning more into like the audiobook thing.
I mean, that seems perfectly reasonable. Yeah. If you can't read it, why buy them?
Because I'll get I'll be at a bookstore and be like, oh, I'm so going to read this new David Sedaris. And then I start it and I read a couple chapters and then it just sits there and it gets, and then other books get piled on top of it and I forget that I was even reading it. It's just the internet. I blame the internet. The internet is the death of us.
I think, yeah, there's a lot to that. I don't want to make it seem like I'm so old and feeble, but it's like the distraction aspect of life is much harder for me to like keep control of.
Yeah.
You know, when I was younger, I was either better about it or I didn't care as much. Mm-hmm. But now it's like, you know, okay, so for example, you mentioned lamps. Well, in my old place, I had everything that was like, Amazon Assistant voice activated to the point where sometimes people were like, really, Sarah? And I'm like, it's great. You just tell the TV to turn on. You don't have to like touch a remote. Like, who wouldn't want this? Not everybody wants it. I understand that. But, you know, so everything was set up. Like I had like names for, you know, all my lamps. Some of my lamps, you know, had two bulbs at a time. So it was like, you know, tall one, tall two, mm-hmm. you know, and I had the whole thing mapped out, which I found extremely fun.
It's funny. I actually wanted to bring this up and I think we've talked about this before because you have like the smart bulb thing.
I'm talking about smart
bulbs. I haven't gone that way yet, but I do buy like the Edison bulbs. I try to get the nice warm light. And there was like a great article about someone talking about, I can't remember what platform it was, but like why we can't have nice light bulbs and how horrible the LED, you know, style is, the blue light and how all of our Christmas lights now are like this blue hue. And anyway, I have such a real anxiety about there never be like getting to a point in the world where you can't find an Edison bulb or you can't find any bulbs that emit warm light. And
We're not there yet.
Well, I don't want to ever get there. And I'm like, should I start hoarding Edison bulbs? Like, what do I do? Or is it really going to get to a point where I won't be able to find warm light bulbs?
I don't know.
My lamps.
I think you're fine. Okay. they might become more expensive. And in fact, they're not Edison specifically, but Philips Hue, which makes a variety of the bulbs that I have, does an Edison-esque bulb. It's pretty close, you know, and you can, you know, it's all on dimmers and everything. But the whole reason I even brought this up in the first place was, okay, so I had all these names for, you know, where's the lamp? Is it on the desk? Is it by the bed? You know, is it the globe lamp? You know, some of them like do colors. Some of them only do various, you know, hues of white. It was chaos, kind of the theme of the show. But my former bedroom lamp is now kind of hanging over my couch where I'm like, oh, this is like a little reading nook, you know, if I feel like just being on the couch and not watching a movie or something.
Yeah.
You know, so I fire up my Alexa app. Sorry if that triggered anybody. And, you know, I was like, well, this is my former bed lamp. So that's what it's still called. Uh-huh. It's just plugged into a different outlet. Sure enough, it's like, no, can't find it. So I'm like, all right. So I like take out the bulb, like put it back in, you know, like find lamp again. Yeah. You know, it's like, nah. Where I'm like, okay, I am like technically pretty savvy.
Yeah.
You know, I'm pretty good at troubleshooting things. And I was just like, come on, universe. Like, I just want my lamp to show up. It's okay if it still says bed.
Yeah.
Why would it not say bed?
Technology.
I still haven't figured it
out. Just continues to make our lives easier and harder. And, you know, we could talk about lamps and light bulbs all day long, but we won't do that
to
you.
We really could.
I wanted to mention one more thing before we wrap up, kind of tying back into, you know, this kind of year wrap up, this pressure of like, can I make 2024 better or as good as like a previous year or whatever it is, whatever kind of year you had, like how can you kind of up the ante? It's a tall order, hence the anxiety to live up to that. But I want to know from you guys again, like I don't really make lists. I mean, I might jot down a few rough, broad strokes of what I want to accomplish or, you know, work on. Sure. At least in my head, I might write like a, you know, like a fantastical list. I'll do a little, my Darumi dolls. I color in the eye and I make like a goal. I set a goal with my little Darumi doll. If you don't know what that is, you can Google it. I know people who cross-reference their goals that they set for themselves like earlier on in the year. I know people who do vision boards. I've never done that. Maybe that's my problem. Maybe I need to do a vision board. Do y'all do vision boards, and is it helpful, or is it worth the effort? Just maybe being more pointed with your goals and expectations for yourself like really helps. What is your big secret? Email us at hi@havesuchagoodday.com.
Oh, Heather, I hope we get some secrets. Your secret is safe with us. unless you want us to talk about it on a future episode, but if you want to get some things off your chest, declutter your mind.
Yes, if you will.
So to speak.
I like it.
I was about to say as it were. I'm like, that's not quite right. We're open books and we're open doors. And that's how we like it around here.
It's true.
And we're so glad to have you with us. And just a reminder, do this every show. If you're already a patron, you know who you are. We love you so much. We thank you so much for your support. Could not do it without you. If you are considering being a patron, maybe it's something that you can do in the new year type thing. Head on over to patreon.com/havesuchagoodday. Find out more about how to directly support our show. You don't have to, but we sure do appreciate it.
It helps a lot. Thank you in advance. It helps a lot to have the community. It keeps, you know, this little train going on its tracks. We're just like, we need the momentum and the support and the crew. And we've got a great crew in Discord talking about all the things. We've had this crew more or less for many, many years. Some of these people have been with us for a very long time, and they're our buds.
Indeed.
Truly.
Indeed. Yeah. I mean, and people come and go. Life happens. We totally get it. We're glad that you're with us. Either you've been with us from day one, or maybe you're new to the show. If so, say hi.
Yeah, please do.
That would be cool. Until next time, which will be episode 221, Heather, which is
in 2024.
In 2024, which is right before episode 222. Okay.
Y'all gotta stay safe on this holiday. I know this is a crazy, this can be a wild one out there. So stay safe, stay sexy, and stay weird. And spread the good word.
Stay weird. Stay weird. That should be our tag out.
I love it. Yeah.
All right. Y'all stay weird. We love you. Happy New Year and
peace and love.
Have such a good day.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.